The convo now on yogurt, rather cultured.
Oh, please, someone stop him before he puns again.
Then I got nothing except to introduce here and now resident chef Kathy Gunst with tasty yogurt recipes for us, savory and sweet. Kathy, hi.
Hello. I'm glad you kept it short.
Yes. Hi, Kathy. You tell us.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And he's right. You tell us it was a visit to a California yogurt maker that inspired these. What did you see there?
Yeah. So I went to visit Albert Strauss, the owner of Strauss Family Creamery in spectacular Tamales Bay, which is north of San Francisco in Marin County. I learned a lot of things. I mean, Strauss is really interesting because their yogurt is much like the yogurt I tasted in Europe when I was in college that blew my mind because I grew up on yogurt, like so many of us, that was thick and gummy and full of stabilizers and artificial flavors. Strauss's yogurt is thin and more like a European yogurt. Albert Strauss is something of an environmental trailblazer. He is supporting a lot of small dairy farmers and has made a commitment to reach carbon neutrality by 2030 on his farm. So it was just fabulous. And when you look around Tamales Bay, you know why this yogurt tastes so good, because the grass is so green and beautiful. And I came back and started cooking.
Okay.
With that yogurt, and I'm sure others, let's start, Kathy, with your recipe for spiced yogurt marinated chicken. I have to say, was a big topic at our editorial meeting, this one where one colleague asked, doesn't everybody marinate their meat in yogurt? Well, my adventure starts today. Kathy, tell us about this.
Okay, well, this is a very simple recipe and one that's perfect to segue from spring to summer and grilling season. You take, I use boneless chicken thighs, and you marinate it, yes, in yogurt, Greek yogurt or plain yogurt, with beautiful spices like oregano, cumin, cinnamon, lemon zest. The thing about marinating meat with yogurt is that the lactic acid in the yogurt is doing the work. It doesn't break down the protein, but it imparts this tangy, sour flavor, slightly acidic, and it tenderizes it. So even if you coat chicken or meat or even fish in yogurt for an hour, it's going to come out to be more tender. And this chicken is just wonderful. You grill it on skewers, or you can broil it and serve it with a very simple yogurt sauce with scallions and cumin and mint.
Wonderful.
And as always, we will have your recipes on our website. Very quickly, Kathy, did you say it matters or doesn't matter too much what kind of yogurt you use?
In this case, it does not matter. If you want something really thick, you'd use a Greek yogurt, which is the thicker strained yogurt, but you could virtually use any type of yogurt. What's important is that you find a yogurt that doesn't have stabilizers or gummy stuff in it. You want just milk and probiotics, organic if possible.
You know, that's what I was going to say, because, because I remember when we went to the Seven Stars Yogurt, I guess you call it Yogurt Farm in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania, beautiful place, lovely story, very, very small, you know, and that's why I saw it made, you know. I'm supposing that if there's a local place too, that would be best. If there's somewhere where you could actually, your next recipe for yogurt orange tea cake.
Yeah, this is kind of like a pound cake, but it's lighter and tangier and sort of bursting with the flavor of fresh oranges. The cake uses yogurt instead of a thicker, richer dairy, but it's a wonderful cake that lasts for days. And I love to serve slices topped with a citrus marmalade, whether you buy it from the store or follow my recipe that will be online. Just a wonderful tea cake, I call it, because you can have it with coffee or tea or breakfast or dessert or make a meal of it.
Sounds so good. I have to say, I don't have a yogurt trip anecdote. I just feel a little inadequate, but that's okay.
Well, Scott, we can talk about that later.
right. But because we can move on to your next maple yogurt panna cotta with caramelized pistachio topping. Oof. First off, what is panna cotta?
Panna cotta is the Italian for cooked cream, but in this case, it's usually made with heavy cream. I use a combination of yogurt and heavy cream. I flavor it with maple syrup and vanilla, and it's very simple. You add water and gelatin, then you add the yogurt and the cream, a little bit of sugar. And then what I did while that's chilling, because it needs to chill for several hours, it's a very silky, creamy, just scrumptious dessert, is I took pistachio nuts and sauteed them with butter and maple syrup, and they get all gooey, and then they dry, and they're almost caramelized, and then you crack it into little pieces, sprinkle it with sea salt, and add a piece of that to the side of the panna cotta. And people will think that you've gone to cooking school, or you've spent the entire day doing this. Just luscious, and a great show-off for the flavor of yogurt.
Not that any of us would ever, Scott and I would not do that, you know, try to convince
people
would,
that we... Yes, you would, Robin.
Yes, we would. You used to make things in studio, and I'd bring it home and say, I made it. That is, of course, our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. We'll have all of her recipes at hereandnow.org. Kathy, these sound wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks so much.